So my parents are currently in the United States. They moved there when they were about 17 years old, and they have not been back since. It's very hard for me to predict when they'd be able to come back due to various like immigration laws. So I feel that one way that I could pay them back would be to come and like fill that gap between my family in the United States and in Mexico.
Soy Jennifer Hernandez, una estudiante de cuarto año. My dad's Salvadorian and my mother is Mexican-American. Last summer, I worked with the Nicholas School of the Environment. We went to Veracruz, Mérida, and Quintana Roo. We were interviewing very underserved people that were living in extreme circumstances.
When we first got to the train station, I had no idea who was picking us up, what they looked like, how it was going to happen. So I ended up going outside, calling my mom, and she told me, "Your aunt is coming on the way. Look out for her." But that was very difficult because I have not seen her in 15 years. I saw this woman with a bright face. We made eye contact, and she smiled, and right away, I could see part of my mom in her.
I grew up under the impression that Mexico was my mom's Mexico. Like, people go to high school and they go to college and they get married in their late teens or early 20s. I mean, the people that I was working with in Veracruz, they were getting married in their early teens, and I was considered an old maid even though I'm 22. I had ladies asking me questions like, "Oh, don't you have a husband? Aren't you worried? What are you studying? That's so unusual. Do you know how to cook?" My daughter, she knows how to like cook a cow, like every part of a cow. And like, you had mothers that were very proud that their 15-year-old daughter was already married and was expecting a child.
There's many kisses and hugs exchanged, and it was just so emotional to see family I felt like I would never see again, and for them to see my parents through me.
I wasn't expecting that from Mexico, like a country that is selling petroleum to other countries and that is competing in the world market. I would consider Mexico to be a first world country, but I learned otherwise. My mom's Mexico was a whole different world from the Mexico that I saw in Veracruz.
I'm so glad that I came because it changed my point of view. It made me feel at home.
Y lo que pasó después.
What happens next?